Good morning. Good morning. Come on, William. We got any more back there? Okay. Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
What is that around your neck, William?
Monkey.
Is that your friend? Okay. I want to ask you a question. Do any of you guys have what they call them, a spinning widget? Do y'all have, you ever heard of those spinning widgets? Fidget spinner, yes. I'm not up to date on the name. Fidget spinner. Who has a fidget? Does everybody have a fidget spinner? Well, you know, we had, what is it called again? Fidget spinner. We had a fidget spinner when I was a kid, over 50 years ago. You know what it was called? A top. Everybody knows that all the grown-ups know what a top is. You ever heard of what a top is? Nobody? You don't know what a top is? Let me educate you here. Look here. I know Divya knows because we was playing with them yesterday. This is a top. Now, this is a serious. This is one of the fidget spinner with the right way. You got to have muscles in your fingers to do this. Now, pretty cool, huh? We used to see who could spin them the fastest and who could knock out the other tops. See, it was a lot more fun playing a top than a fidget spinner. I mean, you could really have fun with it and make a target, and it's all kinds of neat things. But that's what you call a top. Pretty cool, huh? No, they're bored. Yeah, I know. But I'm going to leave that there because I'm going to go, we're advancing from a top. Now we have fidget spinners. But this is a way we're going to do something a little different. Who knows what this is?
A bat.
A bat. Oh, you're so smart. Okay. But we're going to do a little bit of spinning. Not with the top. We're going to do a little bit of spinning ourselves. I need 2 volunteers. Kit. Okay. Who else? William, I think you raised your hand second. Okay, I need you to stand over here. Now, this is a little different. You're the top. You're the fidget spinner. Now, I want you to put your head on here, and I want you to hold the bat. Put your hand on top of it. Now, go around 5 times around the bat. That's kept. 2. Before, wait. Don't do it yet. Stop. Wait, don't do it yet. Sit down, William. Have a seat. After you do it, when you do it, then you walk over here. I'm going to be over here and walk to me when you get through, okay? Let's do 5 times. You ready? Go. Let's count, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, walk this way. Well, you were pretty good. Can you walk back that way? You're kind of walking sideways there, Kit. Kind of crooked, huh? All right, your turn. William, you want to do it? Okay, it's kind of almost, that bat's taller than you. Okay, here we go. Go. 1, 2, 3. Keep going. Okay. Well, okay. I'm not getting my point across. Thank you, Kit. I need a girl. I need a tall girl. Valerie. Come on, Valerie. Come on. Okay. Give me 5 spins. Can you put your hand on there? At the top. Now, spin around. Now, the next time, I want Dwight to help you walk to me when you get there.
4 and 5.
Okay, now hold on to Dwight. He's going to walk in. Okay. I want to make a point here. Now, spinning the fidget spinner and the tops, I want you to understand that Satan is like these tops. He's literally trying to spin you around and shake you up in life. And I want you to understand that there are things in life that you're going to go through. When you got off, when you finished spinning around and going around that bat, how did you feel? How did your stomach feel?
Dizzy. Obviously dizzy.
Obviously dizzy.
Dizzy.
What? Why were you dizzy? Why?
Spinning a course.
Of course, you're spinning. And it makes your equilibrium just, it messes with your inner ear. It makes your equilibrium way off. But that is what Satan wants to do in this world. He's constantly putting us on a spin. And he wants us to get off balance where we're, wait a minute, I meant to go there, but I'm going over here. You know, and something will lead you. If he can get you off balance, he has you. You know, he gets you into being tempted, doing certain things. And that's getting you off balance. Some things in life, do you ever get to questioning what you're doing, not sure if what you're doing is right or wrong sometimes? You ever think, I know this is not what my mom said I should do or should think or should act a certain way. Sometimes we do that. We can be tempted, especially at school. Do you have friends at school sometimes that can kind of steer you the wrong way? Or a friend, it may not be your best friend, but there's somebody you know at school. Does that ever happen? No? Never? Oh, as you get older, you'll find that out in school. There are things that other kids are doing or saying, or even a bad attitude sometimes. They can have a really bad attitude, and we can pick up those little attitudes, can't we? Being around kids at school, kind of where they disrespect their parents, or they'll talk, you know, not so nice about their brother or sister or their parents. You know, we can pick up these bad attitudes, and Satan wants to pull us in those directions like that. But like Dwight was helping you, Valerie, kind of walk to me, how do we keep from keeping our path from being crooked and to be straight? How do we do that? You know? Because Jesus said, I will make your path straight. So how are we going to do that? Who's going to make our path straight?
Jesus.
Jesus is. Jesus said, I will make your path straight. So how does he make our path straight and not crooked and off balance like Satan wants to do? How does he do that? How do you do that? By
wrong thing. He keeps us from doing the wrong thing.
How do we know he's teaching us to do the wrong thing? What do we do? How do we know?
We pray.
We pray. We pray. And we do what else, Kit?
We study. We study?
Yeah, you study. You study his word. You listen to your Sabbath school lesson. You read your Sabbath school lesson. You do those things that keep you on that right path. Correct? Yeah. Okay. So, who's going to try to stay on the right path this week? All right. Good job. Good job. Who wants to pray? Who would like to pray? Divya?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful Sabbath. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all these kids. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.